You're listening to KID News Radio 590 AM and 92.1 FM. I had a chance to interview Frank Vilt, the private investigator for Dior Kuhn's family. I asked him a little bit about his background and the latest on the case.
Specializing in recovering abducted or missing children.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Dior, the boy's father, because he worked at a body shop in Montpelier. That's when my cars worked down there, and I've seen the little boy and his Aunt Jessica and went to the shop a few times. And then it was a month since he was missing, and nothing was happening. So I kind of got myself involved because I wanted to help out and find out what was going on.
And, okay, so there are a couple of different really interesting things that are happening in this case right now. Little boy down in California kind of was found wandering around, and a woman shows up and claims him. Now, there's a picture of this little boy. They put it side by side with a picture of Dior. I cannot tell the difference between those two little boys. The resemblance is remarkable. So weigh in on that angle right now.
Well, what I have learned, this is in a Motel 6, a little boy with no shirt on, and with a diaper, was wandering in the parking lot of this Motel 6. So a motel employee brought him inside and put a kind of a shirt on him and took his picture holding the telephone and notified the police of this.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Orange County Sheriff showed up, I believe they released him to a person without obtaining the proper identification as to who this person was. I've been in contact with a lieutenant down there, Lieutenant Roach, and his email to me was they were going to see if they followed the proper procedure. And I have not heard back. I have put them in contact with Detective Sergeant Noah of Bonneville Sheriff's Office, and they were corresponding back and forth. And I believe that the person who the little boy was given to has left the area. I don't even know that they have been able to find them, but I do know that they supposedly opened some type of a CPS case about this, but I haven't heard the results. I'm waiting to hear those results. Hopefully get the results of that sometime today.
Now,
very strange, Bill.
It is very strange, and when you look at the two pictures, since you've been involved in these abduction cases, was your response similar to mine, that they're close enough that this absolutely merits more attention?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I made the initial call down there. And initially when I called down there, nobody knew anything about anything. And then, of course, the boy's father called down there, and he was quite upset. And he was transferred to a homicide and then disconnected. And then finally I just went through the proper procedures again, and then finally I got a email back from the watch commander, and then I emailed him, and he advised me that he was in contact with the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office up here, so hopefully to get some resolution to find out what actually did happen. Right now, nobody's saying anything about that, but it's very suspicious to me.
Okay, let's shift over to this other story. Witnesses apparently have come forward and said that they saw, I guess, a suspicious-looking man in both the Ledar area and also in Swan Valley, of all places. So give us the rundown on that particular part of this story.
Sure. I established a national hotline, a tip line, because the sheriff in Lemhi County didn't put out an Amber Alert. So I felt it's best to get the public involved with their eyes and ears to help us solve this case. And so a lady called me from Swan Valley. She had been in Swan Valley. She lives in the Idaho Falls area. And she said that she has four little blonde boys, and they were hiking in the Palisades campground area. And her husband kind of lagged behind with one of their boys, and their children, all boys, 2, 4, 6, and 9. And she got back to the van earlier than her husband. And she saw this man who was in mid-50s with graying white hair staring obsessively at her boys. And it made her feel very uncomfortable.
Hmm.
And so when her husband finally got back, she felt, maybe I know this guy. So she kind of waved at him. And husband says, honey, don't that guy looked kind of kooky. Stay away from him. Let's get out of here. And then the man followed them to an ice cream store. he was driving this very expensive-looking black Jeep Rubicon. And so she called in a tip line, and she said that this is what happened to me. And I was concerned about this black Rubicon. This guy was just staring at my kids. So I called the boy's father, and I said, have you seen any vehicles outside the store in Lador before you went back to the campground prior to the time your son was missing? He said, yeah, he said, I saw a brand new, almost a brand new, very expensive-looking black Rubicon Jeep.